You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
And welcome back. That last track right there was CFCF Aquascape. Here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So, maybe, when was it? Well, anyways, some context. My roommate has been training for a marathon, and I guess about a week and a half ago, my roommate ran the BMO marathon. It was first marathon, and he'd been training before. He's done some half marathons and whatnot, but this was finally like the big race day, so, you know, I had to come out support. Also knowing me, I was kind of late. I was supposed to meet him at the 30 kilometer mark. My roommate Patrick bought all these like fancy gels. Cause you know, you can't really chew, foods, and you definitely need the energy to keep running a marathon. So you have to bring something just so you can, you know, so you can burn some energy here. And I totally missed him at the 30 kilometer mark during, I woke up late. I'm supposed to meet him at, like, Sunset Beach. Totally ran by him. Spent the next, like, maybe 45 minutes trying to catch up to him on my bike. Didn't really get there because I had to cut through Stanley Park. I was going the wrong way the whole way, and it was super funny. But ended up in the end, like, getting to the finish line, or seeing him sort of near the finish line, maybe at, like, kilometer 40. And it was such a... It was really fun. I mean, I think race days are always kind of fun. I mean, the only races I've ever run are, like, sun runs, and I don't think I've trained nearly as hard as Patrick did for the marathon. I definitely tend to do most of the sun runs I've ever done in my life, like, off the couch, no training, and just, like, hucked a 10K, but regardless, it was just, like, such this, like, triumphant, like, you know, end to a movie almost. Like, I met up with Patrick at the 4th kilometer, and he was definitely struggling. He said himself that there's just, like, a point where, you know, I guess, like, running a marathon where, like, I think running in general, like, it's, to what I seem to observe, it's, like, a good part of it is the mental, but there's just a part where, like, you just hit a physical wall, and that's where Patrick was at, like, kilometer 40. He said that, well, his exact wording was he bonked out. Maybe that's actually the technical running term. I don't actually know. But, you know, I get the impression that, like, he kind of started seizing up and found it really hard to run. And it was just this, like, very exciting, like, almost end to, like, a coming-of-age movie where I'm, like, biking beside him. And I'm like, go, Patrick, let's go. And he's, like, trying. He's just, like, kind of slogging to the finish line. And he ended up finishing. I think his time was, like, sub 3 hours and 30 minutes, which is, like, pretty damn good time for a first marathon run. But... yeah, super great. Excuse me. My roommate Patrick's also a bit of a philanthropist this week. I'm joking, but Patrick spends, like, a lot of money on, like, Valorant skins. Valorant's, like, this, like, CSGO, like, 5v5 tactical shooter video game that we all play. And Patrick has very graciously bought me a skin for the game because it's really funny. There's, like, this... I guess they're trying to encourage sort of, in the game, they're trying to encourage more people to, like, make teams and sort of, like, play, you know, I guess more serious Valorant, where people are sort of creating strategies and sort of playing off their team, whereas you can't really do that. It's really difficult to do that when you're paired up with a bunch of, like, random players you don't know, but he wants me to play on the team next season, so he's very graciously bought me skin for my, yeah, I suck, dude. I'm like the second lowest rank. I'm in the bronze tier, man. Like, it's tough out here, man. But anyways, on to some more music. I've got a Soccer Mommy song called Rom-Com 2021 here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You make me crazy. I thought it would make all this easy. Easy feels like you make me crazy. I thought it would make all this easy.
Phobia. Too tired. I don't wanna know. Well, actually, I do. Soul reawakening. Love is all we have.
I want to be yours like no one's before. I need you to see. And you make me crazy like no one else could be. And baby, I'm yours. If you're crazy for me.
Soaking hatred of a starry light. Yes! believe me. And now I can't trust anyone cause you just left me. I wish I never responded to all those texts. It'd be better if we had just never met. Can you believe that I'm missing you even though, oh, when I was with you I never felt more alone. I wish I never responded to all those texts. It'd be better if we had just never met.
I wish we never met. We broke up on pickup chat, crying on my DMs. I went to a birthday party for one of your friends. Now that this is over, I can hate them, I don't have to pretend. Remember when I called you my buddy and I was scared? That was like the cringiest thing that I've ever said. When I was with you, I just felt more alone. I just hope I'm bad enough to call about when you're on your phone.
Ha ha ha, same, I feel like Laura Lutz all of the time. I get way too worked up, so I'm always fucking crying. Everybody thinking that you're stupid and you are. Hopelessly romantic, gonna take this way too far.
And welcome back. That last track was that last track was Never Met, the 100 Yeks remix by Cement here on CGSF 90.1 FM. I'm coming down to the bottom of my hour for today, so I'm just going to do a quick sign off. But if you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be on at the same time. Once again, I've been your host, Varian. And yeah, I'm going to get into my last couple tracks here. I'm going to pick something. All right, for my last track, I'm going to do an Indication song called Our Lungs here on CGSF 90.1 FM. I'm going to go skate now. Enjoy the sun, y'all. Bye now.
To the cure, I never know when. This is my chance to know how.